Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and welcome to DAVE, the Caregivers Caregiver Radio Program, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grieving process. Join Dave and his guests now as they share practice tips and tools that you can start using immediately to help get you through this day. Now, here's your caregiver host, Dave Nassani.
From Los Angeles and the Big Apple, a big LA and New York, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, CaregiverDave.com, coming to you live globally and on demand 24/7 on 15. We now have 15 global audio and video platforms. iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, Mixcloud, Listen Notes, Blueberry, Player FM, Podcast.com, VIP Internet Radio, and Facebook Live. And also at CaregiverDave.com, voted number two of the best top six caregiver podcasts of 2017. And I'm talking so fast, I'm mumbling. Let me just enunciate my words. We have an exciting show for you planned today with my lovely co-host and founder of the Caregiver Space, Adrian Gruberg. Say hello, Adrian.
Hello.
Oh, good. It worked that time. And we will be interviewing today a wonderful guest, Patty DeFelices. And she is a board-certified holistic nutritionist. And for those of you who are taking notes, that's called a BCHN, talking about caregivers' health and nutrition. So before we get started, I do want to take this moment to thank my last week's guest. Remember who that was, Adrian? Dr. Mini Malhotra, family practitioner and functional medicine specialist. And you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of those other networks that I mentioned earlier. All right, enough of that. My guest, Patty DeFelices, is the proud owner of Worthy Nutrition, a certified holistic nutritionist with years of experience in clean eating. I'm going to ask her what that means. For healthy digestion, Patty is on a quest to share her secrets to health and vitality. She helps those who want to free themselves from food cravings and sugar cravings and learn to eat clean, there it is again, to lose the weight and regain health. Her passion for nutrition started at the age of 18. Can you believe it? As a former sugarholic, Patty is no stranger to overeating issues. You'd never know it by looking at her. Through hard work and exploration, she gradually faced the truth about her relationship with food. She had a relationship with food. And how it basically took precedence over her relationships. Wow. She was able to put food back in its rightful place. Second fiddle to the relationships in her life. Now she helps people regain their health, energy, and lose weight through simply eating the right wholesome foods and teaching them mindful eating. Her step-by-step programs help her clients discover which foods fuel their body and which foods stop them from having the life they've always wanted to live. See, Patty, you don't have to say any of that now. I said it for you. Now we can concentrate on the important stuff. So welcome to the show. So excited to have you.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Why don't you take a minute or two and introduce yourself? I'd like to ask my guest, just who is Patty DeFelices and why was she put on this earth?
Ooh, wow. The whole purpose thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I live in Burbank, California. I am a mom of two wonderful children, 25 and 29. I love swing dancing, and I don't do it nearly enough. I love singing, and of course, I love anything having to do with food and nutrition, and that has been one of the biggest drivers in my life. For a while, quite negatively, and then now positively, because just like anything, almost anything else, you know, it could be used for good or for evil. So that's my deal, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, that's my line. Okay, I'm sharing the Facebook Live now to Patty McGee DeFelices. I assume that's your page, right?
That's it, yes.
That's
it. Thanks for doing that.
Got a really cute picture on there of you drinking something.
Oh, my green smoothie.
Yes, that's the one. So let me share the link here just so everybody can know we are on Facebook Live. And you can watch us on my page, Dave the Caregiver's Caregiver, and Patty McGee DeFelicis, FELL. Phil, I spell it, please.
DE on actually on the Facebook, it's there's a space and then capital FELICIS.
Oh, there's a space after the DE, huh?
Yes, but
I messed that up,
due
didn't
to
I?
being lazy and not wanting to always try and find it in somebody's computer, I took out the space for
I
most of my stuff, so.
see. So it'll work then. I didn't mess up, kind of. Maybe.
There we are.
All right. Anyway, let's get back to you. That's a great purpose in life, don't you think, Adrian?
I do.
Well, then it's unanimous. Okay, let me ask you, Patty, how can what we eat affect our energy, our memory, our emotions, our depression, and other similar things that plague burned out caregivers suffer with? How about that?
How can we do that, or why, or both? Just
How can
wondering.
what we eat affect all of that stuff?
Okay. It's amazing what how powerful food can be, and it's hard to believe that sometimes, because we just do it every day all the time. But there are certain, foods have certain properties. They can be inflammatory, they can be anti-inflammatory, which is great. They can, feed your liver, they can feed your kidneys. I mean, there's different foods for different organs. It's just so important. Processed foods can really mess you up because there's just so many additives that can really damage, some of the organs in your body and cause
Wow.
problems. I was watching your interview with Dr. Malhotra last
Oh,
week,
she was
and yeah,
great.
the whole leaky gut thing is, it's a
Yeah,
deal. It's
cause
a big deal.
my problem, the clearing of the throat, and she says her husband was like that, and the kids never wanted to go to the movies with him because he's always making these sounds.
Isn't that crazy?
Fortunately, my kids are adults, so they don't want to go to the movies with me anyway, but
Aww.
I'm going to, I do have grandchildren though. I am going to do what she told me to do so that I can eliminate my possibly leaky guts. That sounds awful. But
I
yeah.
think you should document your progress
That's
and
a
just
good
share with people
idea. That's
what
a
you're
good
doing.
idea.
It'd be really fun. Yeah. So I'd love to hear for
So I
sure.
had no idea that food was that complicated. I just thought you
Uh-huh.
eat it and it goes through the body and your body takes what it wants and then it dumps it, what it doesn't need. But this is an amazing body we have. I mean, I believe in the creator and I believe that we are the creation. And whenever we have a creation, like my wife's porcelain doll that she created, there's a creator who made that. So this is an amazing body. And I heard that scientists cannot come up with a body that does what we do, the brain. They cannot come up with a brain that does what we do as quickly as we do it. So it doesn't surprise me that food does all these weird, complicated stuff, and that you really are what you eat, as they say. So tell me, what sparked your interest in nutrition in the first place?
Oh, wow.
You said you were doing it because you
Well,
were 18 or something?
yeah, actually it was probably
Hmm.
earlier than that, to tell you the truth, but
Wow.
I really solidified, I could actually do something about it at that point. But when I was 11, our family was the type of family, back then we weren't all that huggy kissy, and we handled everything with humor and
So you're not
sarcasm and stuff like
Italian.
that. No. More Irish and British. I just found out
Oh,
that I'm not Scottish. I thought I was Irish Scottish.
you're like
And
that British guy on Mary Poppins, the father, the banker.
yes,
You're
that's how
the
we
kind of
rolled
family,
and
yeah.
stuff. And it's just rather different. I do have an uncle though who like has it dialed down. Uncle Bill. He would just be cracking jokes left and right, and then he'd lean over and just say, "Hey, just want to let you know I've been thinking about you and I really love you." And it's just like such a great combination. But anyway, So, but we didn't know any better, you know, that's how we, and I thought, you know, life was great. But when my mom became ill with cancer, she had lymphoma, and nobody told me. I was the youngest of four. I am the youngest of four. I have a brother and sister that were, they're 13 and 14 years older than me. And then another brother was 5 years older. So I was a definite surprise. And so I think back then, the thing to do was to protect the child from knowing anything and not freaking out. Oh, my mom's going to pass away. She's going to be gone, you know, kind of thing, which I totally appreciate. But when my dad walked in the door and said, you know, he said something like, Patty, God took mom up to heaven. It was like, oh, not a great thing to say, but I was in utter shock. I just, because I just kept waiting for her to come home and everything to go back to normal, because it was all about me, you know, being 11. And I remember thinking, you know, I couldn't have done anything for her, but I could definitely do something for myself and others. And so
you mean because of the cancer you're talking about? Because you were young enough to realize that if she had cancer, you might get cancer? And maybe you were looking at how she ate and her diet, if it was preventable, all that kind of stuff going through your head?
Yeah, at a later time. I think I really got into some, it was in the 70s, and I really got into some, you know, hippie movement kind of thing. Not too much. But we were all into really, you know, we would go to health food stores back then, which was like, we had to, you know, look forever to find one. But we always had one here in Burbank, which was awesome. So.
And they're closing, aren't they?
They did close. Oh, so sad.
Who's going to replace them?
Whole Foods. They're already there.
The big franchise puts another independent place out of business. Well, welcome to
indeed,
America.
Indeed. Well, you know, there were other factors in the the mix, too. I got to say, I have to be honest about that. But, so then, you know, through my life, when that happened, when I was 11, I learned how to handle my feelings through food. So food was my
emotional overeater.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Especially sugar. So I
So what was the worst thing you've ever done? Like, I know this girl, when she would become emotional, she would pull out, is that a gallon of ice cream when it's that
half
big?
Gallon.
Half gallon.
Half
she would pull out a half gallon of ice cream and she can down the whole thing.
That's
so what was the worst you were doing?
I don't know how much I ate, but I ended up in the ER with the mother of all mothers of headaches. It was really a migraine. They gave me the migraine cocktail. It didn't do a darn thing. So I was in pain for about 4 days, taking 800 milligrams a day of, you know, or three times a day of Motrin or something. And at that time, I was reading a book called Sugar Blues that told me exactly what would happen to me if I kept eating sugar. And I kept eating sugar after that. It didn't change a thing. I wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready. I wanted, you know, at that time, food was my friend. And, you know, but and it did come between me and relationships, too. I remember when I would go to a party or I would be invited to a party and I was trying to eat really well because I knew how to eat really well, really healthy. And I would... I'd be really bummed that I was going to this party. It didn't matter whose anniversary or birthday or whatever christening it was. It was all about what I was going to be eating. And since I wasn't going to eat well, I didn't want to go. How whacked is that? It's like I didn't want to celebrate the person. And I didn't realize that until much later, just how much any addiction gets in the way of relationships. It could be anything.
Wow.
And so that was my addiction, and mostly sugar. And it took till I was in my 40s, and I was gaining weight. I was always skinny, and I was gaining weight, and I wasn't able to lose it anymore. And I was down to my last two stretch pants, pair of stretch pants in my closet. And I'm like, I'm not going to buy a whole new wardrobe and the next size up. And someone had mentioned to me that there was a couple gals at church that had been going to these meetings and go talk to them. So I talked to them and they brought me to a meeting and 12-step, you know, for overeating. And I found my home, man.
Wow.
Their stories were my stories, you know, to different degrees, but still the same stories. And wow, you know, it was great because when you're a food addict, unlike, you know, alcohol or drug, you put the lid on it and you don't go there anymore. You have to eat three times a day, two,
right.
three, five, whatever. And so that was really, you know, it's really a struggle for food addicts. And so they had a lot of things, a lot of tools, a lot of things in place. I answered questions, trying to get to the why behind everything. And it was a wonderful program. I was in
well, let's get down to the list takers, because our audience is mostly burned out caregivers, and they don't understand why they're so tired, and they don't understand why they're so foggy brained, if that's a word. So
yeah,
for those who are taking writing down a list, what foods should we eat? We'll start with that. Then we'll ask you on the next question, what foods should we stay away from?
Right. That's the not fun part, but whatever. Okay. So,
yeah, so all the good stuff now, right? So
yes. Think anti-inflammatory. And you can Google that. And if you have any question, you can always, you know, contact me at my website. Anti-inflammatory foods, especially green foods, all the different colors of the rainbow is really good. Green, purple, yellow, red. Veggies, organic meats that are like grass-fed beef, pasture-raised chicken.
Grass-fed?
They're usually labeled that way.
Right.
And you can see the certified organic seal, you know, the USDA seal, so look for that. I think I've seen a couple things that said grass-fed, but I haven't seen organic anywhere, so I've had to check with the grocer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much widespread now, pretty much available for the most part. So I tend to really go for the meats and the vegetables mostly. If you want to do vegetarian and fish too, make sure that it's wild caught. You know, we don't want farm raised because they really feed those puppies some pretty bad stuff.
So the hatcheries, stay away from hatchery fish, huh?
Absolutely.
Really? I thought they were doing such a good job to the environment, keeping the salmon from being extinct and all that.
Right. It's so sad. If they would just feed them right, we might have a chance, but I'm not quite sure about that. But I used to love tilapia.
Yeah,
I know. Great. My bubbles have been. But you know what? There's almost always a substitute for everything. There's always hope. You know, and I don't know. You just have to come to the point where it's like, do you want to feel good or do you eat what's good? And there's so many recipes out there now. You can just Google something and come up with 1,200 healthy recipes.
Healthy recipes.
You know? And so really there's no excuse. And so many restaurants are becoming savvy, depending on where you live.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, California, we have it pretty easy. But
so I like avocados because I was told that avocados have the good cholesterol. It will increase it and it will lower the bad cholesterol, I think. That's part of what I heard. So I eat a lot of avocados, and my wife looks at me like, you know how much fat is in that thing. And I says, but it's good fat. I mean, tell me the truth about avocados. How good are they? How bad are they? How many should I eat? How many should I not eat?
Well, I would say one a day, you're fine. One to two
a day
is fine. I mean, they're a very healthy fat. Yeah, and there's much more in it. I mean, there's even protein in it, you know.
So two if they're small, one if they're large.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's
okay.
Perfect. Yeah. And other healthy fats, too. I mean, avocado oil is great. Olive oil is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's monounsaturated. That's good. Coconut oil. Beef tallow, if it's from grass-fed organic beef. I remember just being so disgusted that McDonald's fried their fries in beef tallow, and then they changed it to vegetable oil, and it was even worse.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go back to beef tallow, but the good beef tallow. Lard from pasture-raised, organically fed pigs is okay. You know.
Now, wait a minute. You're
yes.
putting down McDonald's French fries here, which happens to taste delicious. Why is vegetable oil French fries bad?
Because when vegetable oils are heated to a certain degree of temperature,
they lose
it oxidizes, becomes a carcinogen.
Right.
So
I can tell you stories.
So extra virgin olive oil, that's cold pressed?
Cold pressed, yeah.
So if McDonald's would change to extra virgin olive oil cold pressed, then you'd be okay with them, huh?
For the deep frying, I would go, you'd have to go saturated. You would have to go probably, well, maybe avocado, coconut. That does have a flavor to it, though. Beef tallow, really.
But what about, you talk about deep frying, what about, I saw this machine on television. It's a hot fryer.
Air frying,
is that what it is? So tell me about that. Is that bad? Is it better than deep frying? Are they both bad?
Well, I haven't seen exactly how it works, but if you don't put a ton of oil.
No, you don't put any oil in it. So you'll put a rotisserie chicken in there, and the rotisserie chicken comes out looking amazing with, you know, a crusty. And then they show there's like 3 tablespoons of oil that came out of the chicken as opposed to what you would normally put in to deep fry something.
And
So that has your seal of approval, a air fryer.
I believe so, as much as I can say for not having actually seen it and studied it or researched it. But yes, it sounds fine because you're not heating oils over there.
Maybe you should go out and buy one so you can do a review on it so that we can all go get one.
Okay.
I bet you tell the manufacturer that you are this authority and you have a lot of clout, that they may just give you one to try it out and give reviews on Amazon.
To endorse.
Yes, they do that all the time. That's, you know,
I would love to do that. Mm-hmm. Should have done that with the Instapot.
Yeah. And so let's just move right over to desserts before we go into, because there are some desserts that are okay, right? Like maybe my wife keeps telling me, I say telling me because she can't talk, but she can communicate to me that sorbets and not ice cream, but these sherbet things, these icy things are better than ice cream. What's your opinion on desserts and other kind of desserts that you guys would normally... you haven't given up dessert, right?
Oh, never.
Okay.
Never. No,
I have.
I can't... You have?
I have.
You are a stud, Adrian.
Sugar-free.
Oh.
Processed.
Well, just because you're giving up sugar doesn't mean you give up dessert, right?
I have fruit.
Do you use stevia or monk fruit or anything?
I use stevia.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like I said, there's a substitute for everything. So sorbets, I would have to see, you know, that's where you have to be discerning and look at, take the time to look at the ingredients.
Right.
And if there's stuff you can't pronounce, maybe not. Maybe you make your own in your own blender, something like that. I came up with something because I was really frustrated. I couldn't do chocolate for a while because it was really bothering my adrenals. And so I grabbed some carob and raw almond butter from Trader Joe's and a little bit of non-dairy milk, whatever, coconut or almond milk or something like that. Mixed it all together, put a little bit of stevia in it, and it was like this substitute chocolate frosting. It was so good. So I'll have that. You know, it just kind of, or I'll take some frozen berries and put lemon juice over them and a little bit, tiny bit of stevia and eat that. That's a very refreshing summer dessert. Ice cream that is homemade and has just the basic ingredients, or even store-bought with just the basic ingredients, is great.
So you're not against desserts per se. You're against the preservatives that supposedly keep the desserts from going bad or whatever.
Yes, and it depends on how much you eat of desserts. If you're like me, then no. Because I will be there with the whole carton eating and reading or watching TV or doing, you know, something unhealthy. So it just depends on the type of person you are.
Sure.
If you're a true sugar addict, then, yeah, you got to watch it.
So let's take a break, and we'll come back, and then we'll talk about the foods to stay away from, since you already told us what we should eat. Okay, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome, caregivers. Thank you so much for finding your way to our community of loving and supportive caregivers. We as caregivers understand and know the day-to-day feelings of guilt, fear, and loneliness. But guess what? There is hope. I, Dave, the caregiver's caregiver, along with my team of experts and caring caregivers, have made the site just for you. We are a community of caregivers that understands and supports you wherever you are in your journey. We are a place to connect with other caregivers, but more importantly, a place to get practical, actionable help. There are lots of ways for you to get support. First of all, you can download our welcome pack. This will get you started on your Thrive journey. Next, you can ask and get answers to your questions by posting them here in our private Facebook groups. You can also get live online support by attending one of our live weekly Connect webinars. You can get practical, actionable advice by listening to our weekly podcast. You can hear and read other stories about other caregivers' experiences. Plus, add your own in our weekly Share Your Story forum, posted every Tuesday in the Facebook group. You can access essential resources and download practical Thrive Solutions packs, all of which are geared to help you thrive as a caregiver. We know funds are tight, so we offer all of our individual Thrive Solutions packs. Or for even a better deal, you can get lifetime access to all of our resources. Again, we are here to support you and help you thrive and to enjoy your life as a caregiver. And remember, this is a place to get hope, not just cope.
And we're back with Patty DeFelicis and Adrian Gruberg. Patty is a holistic nutritionist, if you just join us, and she just told her story, and she told us what we can eat, anything that's colorful. And now she's going to tell us what not to eat. And if you missed any part of this interview, it'll be recorded, and you can listen to it all over again and again and again and again, and tell all your people who need to hear it as well, and caregivers especially, because this show is mostly to burnout caregivers who aren't doing well and need to eat better and sleep better and all that stuff. So tell us what we should stay away from, Patty.
Okay, and for all you list makers out there, I just want to say, if you get overwhelmed by making these lists and just, how am I going to do this, then just stop and just find a way to make it work. Find something that will work, or start slow. It's like, it's not like you have to just replace all this stuff or do something different right off the bat. So I just wanted you to know that, because we don't want to feel overwhelmed. That's just, you know, right. You're on the road to burnout with that.
That's so. How I felt when I took that blood test for sensitivity to things, and everything was on the list. Gluten, dairy, soy, I mean, just down the list, and the things that were left was like dirt. I could eat dirt.
So. I always joke and say, well, I can eat air.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
but
right
this
there
isn't
with
that
Dave.
Bad. Okay.
Yeah, it's no, I mean, really, it's you have to stay sane while you're doing it.
Well, you look great. Definitely. So whatever you're doing, you're a good testimony for what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm trying. I would say, so just the opposite, inflammatory foods. Mostly there's a lot of processed foods out there that have chemicals and have been altered to the point where they're really no good. So we want to stay as close to the, you know, the first state that the food is in. Alcohol, just limit it, because it is very inflammatory. Even
but
wine.
They say red wine for the blood, doesn't it? I mean, everyone contradicts
each
other.
Better to eat the grapes. You get the fiber. You do get sugar, but yeah. I mean, alcohol does turn to sugar. That's the problem. So, and sugar is inflammatory.
Is there good sugar and bad sugar? Like watermelon has sugar, right?
Watermelon has a lot of sugar in it, yes.
Is it good sugar or bad sugar?
Well, believe it or not, fructose can be a little bit of a problem there if you eat a lot of it. So I tell my clients 1 to 2 pieces a day. If you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, just one. And so when they say, eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, it's like, no, eat some fruits and a lot of vegetables. That's what I see.
I feel so, like on The Wizard of Oz, are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Right and wrong, black and white. No, it's not all that way. But yeah, so definitely fructose can be a little hard on the liver because it's dealing with so much with what we've got in our atmosphere now, what we're breathing, what we're eating, our furniture, everything's leaking something. So It's only the liver can process fructose. So we want to go a little bit easy on that. And you can get fiber from other foods like vegetables and things like that. So I would say vegetable oils, corn, sunflower, grape seed, soybean, definitely, because that's usually GMO, peanut oil, canola. Those, again, are not the best oils for you, especially when heated. Gluten, even the gluten-free grains, if you're going gluten-free, that's awesome. Gluten-free grains, my nutritionist who started out as a veterinarian, she was studying veterinary and switched to people, and she also has a whole holistic side, said, what do they fatten up animals for the slaughter with? Corn, you know, I don't know about rice, barley, all the different grains. So just go easy on the grains if you're not gluten-free. And so when it's a gluten-free bread or something, they just switch to a different grain. So just be cognizant of that. Hate to burst the bubble on that.
If you're having quinoa and barley and I eat grain, one serving, I mean oatmeal, and mm-hmm. grains, certain portions every day, no flour of any kind, whether it's whole wheat or otherwise, not because of the gluten, but because it's been processed.
Processed, right. Good. Yeah.
So that if I eat a grain, it's a whole grain.
Yeah, I think that's better. I think also each person is different, and so that's where a food diary comes in, mm-hmm. where you not only write down what you've eaten, but you also write down how you feel after you eat, what your mood is and all that. Mm-hmm. And I think because, you know, like Dave was saying, we've tested for our sensitivities, and a lot of the food that's on those tests that we're allergic to or sensitive to are healthy foods. You know, and it's like, so you have to kind of just pick, and some of them are not that accurate either. So there's that to contend with, too.
Yeah, they are controversial.
But you just have to be careful. Hmm?
They are controversial, but my chiropractor recommended a diary. Says just try one of those things and for a few days or a week, I think he said, and see if you're feeling any better. If not, then add it back and then try something else.
Right.
So on. You agree with
it's
that.
It's the elimination diet. Yeah. It's a good thing. So I think those are the biggies that you have to kind of steer clear of, mostly sugar, you know, and bad fats. I'm trying to think chemical sweeteners, aspartame, those are very inflammatory, and they're really not good for your brain at all. So skip those puppies. You can use monk fruit
extract.
Diet
Coke is not good for the brain, right?
No.
The aspartame, is that, am I saying that right?
Aspartame.
Aspartame.
Yeah.
Kills brain cells, right?
Yeah, it's not good. It's really not good for you.
And
in
I keep telling
my
wife that, and she just says, tough.
You know, I saw that.
74 years old. I only have a half a brain anyway.
Has she tried stevia?
What about the stevia flavored pop? You can get it, I think, at Whole Foods.
It has to be Diet Coke. Unless they put stevia in Diet Coke, she's not trying it because she is addicted to Diet Coke.
It's all about the formula. Okay.
Formula.
All
right. Don't mess with the formula, you know?
Okay. Yeah. What are you going to do? You know?
Not much.
Yeah. So food diary is a great idea to figure out what works for you. Because somebody they could eat tomatoes and get aches and pains, and they obviously have a problem with nightshades. So they should also check out the other nightshades and see if they have a problem with that. Just things like that.
I'm sorry, what's the nightshade?
Nightshade is, is it the belladonna family? It's one of those that's like related somehow to that major poison. Some people can have problems, especially those with autoimmune diseases, can have problems.
It's something you eat?
Yeah, eggplant, tomatoes,
bell
peppers.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else, Adrian? Do you know of any other nightshades?
No, those are the ones that I can think of.
There's spices. Cayenne, I think, or maybe it's not cayenne. Something in curry.
Cayenne is supposed to be an anti-inflammatory, I heard.
Yes, it's anti-pain too. Yeah, it's
Yes,
very good
they kind
for
of go
pain.
together, pain and inflammation.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. And then, gosh, I'm trying to think what else.
Well, you covered most of it. Tell me about that three-legged stool thing that you do.
Oh, I think it's a great analogy. Each stool is like one leg of the stool is physical. The other one is mental, emotional, and then you've got spiritual. So if any of those are lacking, then the stool topples. So what you want to do is make sure that if you have any kind of a spiritual practice that you don't neglect it. And you don't guilt yourself if you do neglect it. You just realize it and then you make some changes. Same thing with physical, same thing with mental, emotional. You know, if you need to pray, meditate, breathe. And here's the thing that I think got me into trouble was even just, you know, because I want to tell you, just 5 minutes of just deep breathing where you can take in a breath and hold it for 3 seconds and then let it out slowly and do that for about a minute or so. It doesn't feel like it makes a difference right then and there, but it really does. And
It
if you
does.
keep at it, you know, an Epsom salt bath that's very relaxing, it's also very detoxing, high in magnesium, 97% of the population is deficient in it. You're supposed to do it for about 20 minutes. Maybe you don't have 20 minutes, so you do five. It's okay. You know, whatever you can do is
Dr.
good for you.
Malhotra was talking about the importance of breathing, and she also, yoga, stress, things that give us cancer isn't only foods, it's stress, right? So
Yes, that cortisol.
there is a lot of things that we must do. Food is just one third of what we must do. We must, relax, get the body in line. If you were an Eastern person, you'd say get the yin with the yang and open up your something,
You
your
can't ignore
pathways. But it,
the environment when it comes to
that's
cancer.
true. Because
Yeah, and I
now
oh,
the
go ahead.
environment is like this thing that keeps fighting you. So you need your defenses. You need your immune
Right.
system to be strong, and there are foods to strengthen it, I guess.
And let me just tell you, she was correct in saying that your immune system is in there, and also our serotonin, which is one of the happy neurotransmitters, are made in our gut too. So it's all about gut health, all about gut
Yeah,
health
if we would
and
have more
eating well.
serotonin, we would not want to overeat. We would say, I'm satisfied. I don't think I want to finish my plate because they.
And happy.
I'm Middle Eastern, so I couldn't leave the table until my plate was clean. And now I'm. My wife says, "You're such a good boy. You always clean your plate." But that's not good because she puts a lot of food on that plate, and I don't want to finish. I don't want to clean my plate, but I can't help myself. So I make her just put a little on the plate. Because then my brain, you finish, you finish. Doesn't matter if it's a double portion or a single portion.
Yes, I can totally relate to that too. It's good to leave being 80% full.
Yes,
And
and
it
so let's
feels
talk about
lighter.
portions too. How much portion should, some people say, no, get a little teacup and that's your dinner. I mean, there's so many different theories.
Yeah, I'm not a calorie counter, but what I do is I just draw a plate and cut it in half, and then 50% should be vegetables, and you could have one vegetable that's warm and one that's cold, so like maybe a salad and some cauliflower rice, something like that. And then the other half, 30%, which is pretty much, you know, palm size, should be protein, whether it's meat, if you're a vegetarian. I'm a fan of tempeh because that is fermented soybean and, of course, organic. And it's much better for you, much more absorbable. So, you know, either, and then 20%, the rest of the 20% would be some sort of grain, whole grain, if you want. Or not, it doesn't, you don't have to do that. So you should be seeing pretty good sized amounts of vegetables on your plate.
So we're not counting calories here. We don't have to do that because some people hate that. And also, I'm surprised that on your stool, exercise wasn't involved in there somewhere because
It's
everyone says,
physical.
Physical.
Oh, that's what you mean by physical. Okay.
Hard and physical.
Oh,
sorry.
And I love to share this little tidbit about exercise that
yes,
I was just fascinated to learn in school. Our circulatory system, the heart pumps the blood around for the most part. Our lymphatic system, which is the lymph fluid that takes out the trash, some of those cells that might turn into cancerous cells or messed up DNA or whatever, it pulls it out of the body. It takes it through the lymph nodes and cleans it and then, you know, throws it out. It has nothing to pump it around the body except for movement. So that's why sitting is the new smoking, because...
Sitting is the new smoking?
Sitting is the new smoking. I'm going to try and find a standing desk for this. I have to figure out one that works so I can stand up and sit down. But yeah, movement is what moves that lymph fluid around your body to clean out your body.
How did you get so smart, Patty? How did you get so smart?
I went to school. And let me tell you.
I went to the same school you went to, but I didn't hear that.
No, not, well, this is nutrition school.
I didn't go to that one.
Taking an anatomy or physiology class, it's amazing what the human body does. My daughter's in nursing school, and she'd come home, and we'd be just like, right? I know. It's crazy.
So you're probably more qualified than a doctor on nutrition because, you know, I don't know how much they read, but you seem to be more knowledgeable than most doctors.
Well, they don't get a ton of training in nutrition, and I
take this
keep
pill.
Hearing that that's going to change. Yeah, right. They've got that whole pharmaceutical
because they
thing
get
going.
A kickback or a vacation from the pharmaceutical companies and the free samples and all of that. So it's really a racket.
I heard a wonderful interview on that. It was a guy who was a pharmaceutical salesman who talked about how he would take them out to dinner and say, hey, we're doing
smooth.
A contest. I need you to prescribe 10 more statins by the end of the month. Can you do it, doc? And he's like, sure. Not all docs.
Wow.
A lot of doctors are like, hey, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. But some docs are like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And
yeah, 9 out of 10 of them will do it.
$10,000, huh?
9 out of 10 of them will do it, yeah.
I don't know about that. But if you had a $10,000 expense account a monthly, and he quit everything, and became a nutritionist to try and make up for all the people that he probably ended up messing up royally.
Bravo.
You know, yeah.
So he's redeeming himself.
Very powerful interview. I was taken aback by that. It was pretty crazy. But yeah, so they don't get a lot of nutrition. But I hear that that's supposed to start changing, and I hope that's true.
Good. So how do I and other caregivers who are burned out, I'm not burned out, by the way, but how do we cope with stress without defaulting to bad habits?
You know, I think you have to be really intentional. And also, accountability goes so far. I mean, both my older siblings were terminal, one right after another.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and so they were both up north, and so I was caregiving and advocating
from afar. You were pretty stressed out, right? You were almost burned out.
I had adrenal fatigue because remember when I was talking about the whole 5-minute breathing thing and how you don't believe it works, and it felt that way to me. So I was just like, oh no, I'm not going to do that. And I was waking up every morning and could barely make it to the bathroom without feeling like I was going to faint. And I'm thinking, what's going on? And I was actually with a holistic guy. I was taking probably $500 worth of supplements every month, and nothing was changing. And I was so scared. And he was scratching his head, and I'm like, what's going on? And I ended up getting messaged by someone I didn't know about these other supplements by Plexus Worldwide, and I started taking those supplements, and within about a month and a half, I was back together again. My strength was back. So
that was all caused by stress.
Caused by stress, and not initially definitely.
Because everyone around you seemed like they were dying.
So you
were dying. They were, and I was also trying to start my business. And I've never been a business owner before, never done any of that. So it's like, help me.
Yes, welcome to the entrepreneurial world.
I've been
world.
A follower, a really good follower.
So you're not anti-supplements. You're not someone who believes that you should get it all from what you eat.
Well, especially living in the U.S. because the food companies don't give a flying whatever about whether we're healthy or not. They just want to make a buck. Right? So
and there are good supplements, and there are supplements that aren't worth their salt, so to speak.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, if they're not methylated, just put them back on the shelf. Don't go to CVS and buy something.
Wait a minute. What does methylated mean? You can't use these fancy words around here.
It just means just that they're absorbable. That's okay. 60% of the population has a missing gene that doesn't allow them to absorb vitamin B or process B vitamins. And so if you're that person and you're taking folic acid, which is the synthetic form of folate, by the way, it will stay in your body and what's the word I'm looking for? Keep filling up in your body. It will hang out in your body and cause
accumulate.
Thank you, Adrian. Yes. And
she
cause
got
problems.
It before me. Yeah.
Yes. So you want the methylated form. It's more absorbable. It's a much higher quality vitamin. So you need to check that out. And the right kinds of right combinations, like for instance D3 and K2. You need K2 with the D3 along with magnesium so that your body doesn't get robbed of calcium. That could be a big problem, and the calcium could end up in your arteries, which is not good. So the K2 helps it not go there.
Yeah, I keep hearing commercials on television, you know, these vitamins are not good because, and mine are stronger, more condensed of the stuff. We don't lose the stuff in the processing. So where do you get all your stuff from? And maybe we should be buying it from where you go.
Well,
because I know you did your research, and you're not going to buy crap, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, this one company, this gal who messaged me, it took me months to even try it. It's from Plexus Worldwide. They are a multi-level marketing company, which made me run away screaming because not just those companies, but other companies too, will use the cheapest, dirtiest vitamins that are from China or something.
Right.
It's all about making money, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. And I did my research in a major way. I was doing that for months, and also hearing some pretty powerful, powerful stories of, people with diseases that I cannot mention, but near death. And, they'd eat something and they'd be in bed for 5 days after they'd eat something because they were so sensitive to everything. And now their lives have been changed completely. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. And I did. And so they've got great, great products that are wonderful for gut health.
What should someone start with? Because I'm sure there's a whole bunch, and maybe you just like slowly add to it or see what you need, what your symptoms are, then try this. If you have different symptoms, try that. How's it work?
Well, there's something called the Triplex, which I adore. There's three obvious products with it, and it's all about gut health and balancing blood sugar.
That.
Yes, you do. Everybody does, trust me.
Really?
Oh
it's not just me?
No, it's not just you. Yeah. I had leaky gut a while ago, too. It's been years, but,
It just sounds so terrible every time you say it.
Leaky gut. It's going to get you.
More people have it, probably, than not.
Because they don't want to know they have it.
They don't want to know they have it. They don't want to.
They need to come up with a nice, friendly name for leaky gut,
No, let it gross you out.
Well, there is another one, and I can't think of it right now, but you wouldn't know what it meant, So, yeah, that might be a little bit nicer.
All right.
But, yeah. Yeah, so there's three products, and it's got the probiotics. It has the enzymes that will really drill into the biofilm that these bad bacteria and yeast will put over them. They're very smart and attached to the intestinal wall, so it's really hard to get rid of them. So these enzymes will go and drill through and get through that. There's a great magnesium product that will just keep everyone regular. If you're not regularly eliminating daily, You have a big problem because you're absorbing your toxins.
Oh, that's nasty. Let me tell you about my problem. It's almost the opposite. And I'm sorry to be sharing all this sensitive information, too much information, but I'm sorry, I got to tell it. You know, when I go in the morning, if I just stay there and don't move and get up when I'm finished, I'll be on there for an hour, hour and a half. Or I can just go to the first shift, get up,
segment.
And then I got to come back, second shift, get up, and I'll come back like 12 times to finish.
Wow.
So this is unusual, right? This should not be happening.
Well, 12 times is a lot. I mean, I do know people that do that. Is it considered very loose?
No, it's kind of normal stuff.
It could be just your deal.
It's like it's taken the slow train, you know, the slow L.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, the express. So yes. What can I do to speed up this process?
Well, I would say probably a good magnesium product would not hurt. I mean, the BioCleanse is very good for that.
Whatever's going on is going on in my gut, obviously. I mean, that's a good place to start, right?
Yes. Again, that's ground zero.
Going out. Yeah,
ground zero. Absolutely.
I like that.
Right. I would
balancing
like to try
blood
this
sugar
stuff.
Too.
Sign me up. You know, let me try this stuff because we don't like leaky gut around here. You know.
That's right. You
so
won't.
So, how can somebody? What's the best way to find out more? Contacting you.
Contact me. Absolutely. Contact me. You can email me at patty@worthynutrition.com. You can go to my website, which is worthynutrition.com, and contact me through there. Facebook
you also
page.
Have been talking to me for a long time, and I've been keeping you at arm's length because, you know, same reason.
You're not ready to be accountable.
You're not ready to hear it.
Because,
I
can't tell you how many people are selling something, and it's like, oh, no, here's another one. You know, it's like when you have cancer. Everybody has this doctor who's got this amazing treatment. When Charlene had her stroke, everybody knew this person who just, you know, was, and we tried some of them. It was a lot of money and it didn't do anything. And after a while, you just shut down. You know, just don't want to hear it.
I
don't want to offend a friend.
There you go. Well, and for me, it's all about the relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to keep that relationship intact, even if I don't know the person, if I friend them
on
Facebook.
You were very gracious when I kept saying no. I don't remember what you said, but I felt, okay, well, that's cool. You know, as opposed to some people says, well, forget you. You know, I'm unfriending you. Or, you know, there are some people like that.
Oh, yeah. No convincing allowed.
Not supporting me in my new business.
I stay.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. I stay friends with them and no convincing allowed.
So glad.
They have to be ready. Just like I was ready.
Do you have leaky gut too, Adrian, or are you not anymore?
Not anymore.
What did you do?
Hmm?
What did you do to get rid of your
leaky gut? I started eating like Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very, very religious about my diet.
Okay.
What I eat, how much
did I eat. From Adrian,
portion control.
So this is not
commitment.
Only products. This is you're going to tell us how we should eat and what we should eat and what we should stay away from and all that stuff. We get the whole package of the three stool, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And we get your wisdom. Yeah. We can call you anytime with questions and so on.
Yeah, you can do that. And I have food programs too that, you know, like a 14-day slim down. There's a 28-day clean eating program with everything, you know, the grocery shopping list, the recipes, over 50 recipes in each program, and the menus. So all you have to do is just, you know, follow your little
This has
plan.
Been a very interesting show, and I'm very interested because how interested am I? I forgot to run my second commercial, so that's pretty dang interesting. That never happens.
Whoops.
So,
where are we? We've got 5 minutes.
Okay, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dave Nassani, the caregiver's caregiver, has just released his sixth book entitled It's My Life Too. Reclaim your caregiver sanity by learning when to say yes and when to say no. It was specifically written for caregivers who know they should be putting their needs first, but just don't know how. Dave is the sole caregiver to his wife, Charlene, since 1996. He knows firsthand what caregivers are going through because he is one. And he now speaks all across the country, offering caregivers his incredible caregiver support package. Even the airlines tell us that in the event of an emergency, to put your oxygen mask on first before you help your child with their mask. They know that those who don't heed their advice often black out, thus becoming unable to help either themselves or their child. And caregivers are exactly the same way. It's my life too. Reclaim your caregiver sanity by learning when to say yes and when to say no. We'll help caregivers who are neglecting their sleep, diet, and social life, and learn to put their needs first. Pick up your copy today, or buy one for your special caregiver. On sale everywhere, and at caregiverscaregiver.com.
5 minutes. Now, so we have your email one more time.
Patty with an I, P-A-T-T-I, at worthynutrition.com. And I named my company Worthy Nutrition because I think a lot of people, not everyone, may have a little bit of problems with their self-worth, and they don't think that they're worth it to be committed.
That's caregivers. Caregivers have that problem. So spell out Worthy Nutrition for those who maybe are a little fuzzy in spelling.
WORTHYNUTRITION.com.
Like
I was really good at spelling these.
Adrian, how do we get a hold of you if somebody wants to join the caregiver space?
It's Adrian, A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E, at thecaregiverspace.org. And the website's thecaregiverspace.org. And once you're there, you'll find all of the social media that we're on.
Great. And Adrian, I'm so sorry about the killing in the Jewish community.
It's all of it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter if you're Jewish or Gentile or whatever, you know, we all stand behind hate crimes like that.
The idea that you won't feel safe going to any place of worship. Hate crimes can come from anywhere.
Yeah. Well, our church has already been preparing for several years now when this started happening. We have a lot of retired police officers who are a member of our congregation. Mm-hmm. And we have this special thing called, I forget what they call it, but there's like 12 or 15 members who all have concealed weapon permits. They're all either police officers or sheriff's officers or retired. And they're all in every service, and you don't know who they are. You know, they're like the marshals on the plane. Mm-hmm. And if anything happens, man, they're ready. They're ready, willing, and able.
On the holidays, the high holy days at the synagogue that I go to, there are always guards outside. Mm. Always. But not armed.
Well, hopefully, you know and I heard a sheriff deputy talk about, you know, that it's a good idea for these places of faith just have maybe one or two or three, even one armed retired officer who has a permit and it's concealed, just because if something happens, they can, you know, stop it quickly.
Yes.
All right. So on that note, we want to say goodnight to everybody and thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live. Thank you. And this show will repeat because it's recorded. And we will see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Caregivers Caregiver Radio Program with Dave Nassani.